Hello, this is Dr. Wendy Hill. Welcome to The Power of Change. You are confronted with a disturbing challenge in life. Change. Things are always changing, yet you frequently resist, causing yourself much pain. If you understand the beauty of change and learn to trust it, you can learn how to benefit from it. Change is everywhere and is expressed in all that you do, are, and experience. It is inevitable. All that you behold is in transition. Your body is constantly changing. Throughout your life, your breath increasingly flows in and out. Everything breathes. Your cells, your environment, the people around you, your thoughts, your emotions, your relationships. The circumstances in your life are ever changing. Everything is in some stage of becoming or unbecoming, being born or dying. The earth and atmosphere are constantly changing. The universe is expanding. You are growing older. The chair you sit in is aging. Change is as natural as is the fear of change. Why do humans fear something that is so natural? Some changes in your life have been painful. Everyone has experienced pain as a result of one of life's transitions. Perhaps one of the first painful experiences associated with change occurred at your birth. Birth is a transition, a major change. If your birth was difficult, you would have that memory deeply placed within your mind and body. Any experience that reminds your subconscious mind of the difficulty of your birth will send you warning signals. They will cause you to resist whatever change is occurring in the present. Change can be associated with pain and loss. You learn to fear certain changes because of their association with pain and loss. So, the fear of change is learned. There are many changes you enjoy. For example, you may enjoy listening to music. The changes of key, rhythm, and tone can be pleasurable, even inspiring. The experience of drifting off to sleep can be comforting. The change of the seasons can be reassuring. But if any of these changes remind your subconscious mind of a previous experience associated with pain or loss, you will resist. For example, certain music can cause you pain. Going to sleep can be frightening. Seasonal changes can be threatening. It's natural to resist pain, and you resist anything your mind associates with pain. Your resistance to these normally enjoyable experiences is caused by the memory of past pain. Your resistance to change may also manifest in relationships with other people, especially those closest to you. For example, the loss of a parent or friend may have caused you to suffer. If you have not healed the loss through the natural process of grieving, you will subconsciously fear the loss in other relationships. To keep yourself safe from this, you will attempt to control the relationship. You may say, "Don't ever change. I love you just the way you are." This places a burden upon yourself and your loved one. Because it's not natural to stay the same, a kind of death or stultification occurs. It's best to accept the changes of mood, taste, desire, age, etc. in a relaxed and natural way. If you do not, and you resist the natural changes, you risk illness or depression. You can move more easily with your experiences if you heal your past painful associations with change. This will allow life to flow effortlessly through you and around you. The less you resist change, the more you will enjoy life. You will find joy in change. As you can enjoy the different phases of a flower's life, from bud to full blossom to withering and dried petals, you can enjoy the changes in your own life. Each phase of the flower's life has its own kind of beauty. If you fear aging or death, you may find the withering and dead petals to be ugly. You will miss their beauty. If you see aging and death as natural and good, then you will see beauty in every stage of the flower's life. If you accept all changes as natural, you will accept the different phases of your own life, including aging and death. The acceptance of change doesn't mean that you should not attempt to take charge of your life. There are times when it's best to assert your own will. There are other times when you should simply accept and allow things to flow in their own natural way. It takes wisdom to know the difference. For example, it may be wise for you to tell a friend that he or she is making a mistake. There may be other times when it could cause damage to do so. The more you have healed your fear of change, the more clear you become on which direction to take. This wisdom comes from healing your association with your past painful changes. Consider your own thoughts. If you observe your thoughts for a few minutes, you will find that they constantly flow one to another. One thought dies, another is born. As soon as an idea begins, it changes, modifies, or clarifies. Change is a continuous flow of births and deaths. When change occurs, something dies, and something new is born. Change generously offers the opportunity for redemption. There is always a new day, a new moment, a new circumstance to begin again. Change wipes the slate clean. It is an enormous blessing. If you see it for what it is, you can see that change is working for you instead of against you. It forgives your past and offers you the chance to begin again in a new and different way. In this way, change is loving. Each of us must die. Some people fear their own deaths. Some look forward to it as a way out of life's difficulties. Death is simply a transition, a movement to another way of being. It's not an end, and it's not an escape. It's another in an endless flow of changes in which you participate. It's as natural as the sun rising and setting. The moment of death is a birth into something new. As your birth was a transition from one expression of being to another, so is your death. Change is good. Unresisted change moves you ever closer to yourself. Flowing with your life transitions brings you well-being. You can't alter the fact that change is. Accept it and trust it. Change is your friend. Strive to alter only the way you respond to change. This will bring you happiness. Now, let's explore the loss that comes with positive change. Perhaps recently you've made some major changes in how you feel, think, and act. This is a wonderful thing. But consider for a moment the wall, the loss that comes with positive change. On your journey towards self-realization, you will encounter many times when you feel like quitting. You may tell yourself that your previous ignorance was really bliss, and even resent your new knowledge and growth. You may regard your new awareness as too much responsibility and wish to return to your old ways. Denial, blaming, and self-victimization may seem irresistible avenues of retreat. It may feel to you that the change you're undertaking is too great and unfamiliar. Even though you recognize the value of what you've learned, you may long for the familiarity of the past. You may experience a depression you had not known before. You may have the feeling that you're facing a wall you can't penetrate. It's the wall of resistance to change and growth. This wall is normal and is a natural part of growth. It's nature's way of balancing, reevaluating, and clarifying. It's nature's way of giving you a choice. It's not a sign to return to the old ways and stay there. It's not a sign of failure, and it doesn't mean that you didn't grow. It doesn't mean that you didn't get it. It's a natural phenomenon and will pass as soon as you allow it to be experienced without resistance. All change is frightening on some level, even positive change. Change is seen as a threat to what already is established. All change means the altering of some condition in your life. Always something or someone is affected by the change. Something has to die in order for something new to live. An old idea has to die for a new one to thrive. A relationship or an aspect of a relationship has to die in order for something new to be born. To say hello to one thing, you have to say goodbye to another. So for every change, there is the experience of loss of something that was valued at one time. Another aspect of the wall is the feeling of awesome responsibility you may face with your newfound changes. You are faced with the challenges of your new growth. Even though you may be clear and happy about the discovery of your responsibilities, you may feel overwhelmed by them. You have just discovered that to be true to yourself, you must take action in certain areas of your life. These may be areas that you never before confronted. You may be assaulted with doubt or fear in the face of your new challenges and wish to back away. To make matters worse, in your awareness of the necessity of meeting your challenges, you may feel that you are failing yourself for wanting to escape them. You may be self-critical and feel shame. This, too, is normal. All of this is a part of your journey to yourself. Acknowledge it. Allow yourself to experience the wall. Don't resist your feelings. Take time each day during this period of transition to sit and simply feel. It's natural to feel sad during times of loss, and you are experiencing a loss. You are experiencing a loss of an old way of life, a loss of old ways of thinking and feeling. And even though you welcome the change, there is still a loss. So grieve your loss. Accept that you feel the way you do. As you accept and experience your feelings of sadness, frustration, resentment, guilt, or doubt, the feelings will automatically begin to change. If you resist experiencing your feelings, you will digress. You may interpret the wall as a sign of your failure and your bitterness. Blame yourself and those around you for having failed you. To avoid this, feel what you feel. Know that it will pass, and look forward to the time when you will have met your challenges and adjusted to your new way of living. Take a break from your struggle and resistance. Rest. After you've allowed yourself to feel what you feel, you will begin to experience a natural high. This, too, is a part of nature's balancing. It is the coming back to your new growths with a new and refreshed attitude. Now you will find the courage and strength to face your challenges. On your journey toward yourself, you will experience the wall many times and in varying degrees of intensity. Know that this is a natural part of growth and will always pass if you don't resist it. When you've passed through it, you will automatically feel refreshed and rejuvenated. Your previous warrior spirit will return with new vigor. You will continue onward with a sense of victory. You will have passed through the wall. Make a lifetime commitment to your personal growth. What a wonderful gift we've been given, and what secrets we must learn to uncover about life. Every new hour of our lives is a new opportunity to learn something about ourselves and our world. It's human to live life with a consistency of acting out the same old patterns of emotion, behavior, and thought, as though we have little choice. Many of us don't stop to evaluate, probe, or reconsider ourselves, accepting our fate. Sometimes when we're faced with the necessity of looking at ourselves and growing, we feel unfairly put upon and regard the whole experience as something unpleasant, an ordeal we have to endure. The minute the pain subsides is the minute we return to our old familiar patterns, resisting again the urgings life gives us to grow. Does this sound familiar? Are you a little bit like this? It's human nature to seek the familiar, the comfortable, and resist change. It does seem natural to wait for something to go wrong before we do anything to change ourselves. Most of us learn from experience rather than from wisdom, and as a result experience much unnecessary suffering. By altering a few thoughts you may have regarding growth, you can avoid much suffering and have much joy added to your life. Make a lifetime commitment to growth. Realize that you do have a choice about your approach to all life situations. Ask yourself to find the hidden teacher in all that you experience. Know that life is a series of lessons our Creator has fashioned for us. Much like a drawing that has within it hidden pictures, so life has hidden within each experience a mystery to be discovered about yourself. Seek that mystery. Search within yourself. Use your warrior spirit and advance upon life instead of retreating into the temporary and delusive safety of no-risk living. Confront your problems with a desire to learn. Humble yourself. Be willing to be wrong and grow rather than right and be stuck. It's never too late to grow. It's our purpose and destiny to evolve. We can learn from all experience, even from our own dying. We can learn in old age. We can learn from failure. Some people unconsciously wait for death, thinking that they will be released from the responsibility of themselves. There is a purpose in our ability to grow from all conditions. Don't be frightened by the discomfort that comes with growth. Any way we live it, life has its conflicts and pain. The discomfort that results from years of self-defeating patterns is far greater than the temporary pain of self-examination and the process of healing. Regard the pain that comes from growth as welcome pain, for it heralds new freedom. Like the cleansing sting of a cold rain that cleans the earth and sky, allowing for new life, so your growth cleans your spirit, making you a greater channel for the expression of the great loving wise one within you. Your growth prepares you to live the greatness that lies hidden within you. Your greatness is meant to be. You are the one who must prepare yourself for that greatness. When a condition or situation arrives that is an opportunity for growth, move toward it with eagerness. Don't wait for too much pain or discomfort to be your motivator. Choose life rather than waiting for life to choose you. Know that playing it safe is one of the most dangerous things you can do. Playing it safe causes you to lie to yourself, creating much painful delusion. You can't live life responsibly without making mistakes, offending others, and drawing attention to yourself. You also can't live life responsibly without constantly evaluating yourself and your motivation in the most humble and loving way. It's a sort of tough love for yourself. Ultimately, we can't escape ourselves. We are not small, inconsequential beings. We have been given the greatest responsibility of all. to realize and live our true greatness. Denial brings you terrors untold. Accept it and you will be free. None of it is easy, but it is terribly wonderful.